Welcome to the Anatomy of Motherhood podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Khalil. If you don't know me, I'm Fit Mama SB on social media. I'm a personal trainer, a women's corrective exercise specialist, a business owner, and a busy mom myself. This podcast is designed to address all the different aspects of motherhood. So we're going to be talking a little bit about physical fitness, a little bit about raising children, and a lot about how to find balance in your life. So today we're talking about diastasis recti because it is driving me crazy how much social media has A, brought awareness to this, which is really great, but also caused a lot of fear in women, which leads them to not wanting to work out at all in fear that they're going to completely split their abs apart, that they're never going to be able to fix it, and that they're living in this cycle of like, I don't really know what to do, so I'm going to do nothing. And as a functional exercise person, obviously this is not what I like to hear, but it's the number one thing that I hear from new clients that come and meet with me. So if you do not know what diastasis recti is, this is when you get ab separation during pregnancy. It's usually measured in finger widths, so how many finger widths there are between one side of your abs and the other, and it can cause a ridge down the midline and also cause other issues. So it leads into some pelvic floor, back pain, all of that. But there's a lot of different factors that go into that. So is diastasis recti really as bad as the media makes it out to be? Now, as you can tell, I'm super passionate about this, and it was actually the reason that I started my business. So a little bit of rewind here to give you some background. I was working as an occupational therapist in geriatrics. So I was working with older adults. I really liked what I did, and I had no intention of going back into the fitness world. I'd always worked as a personal trainer. I was fairly fit myself, but I did not want to be a personal trainer again. But then I got pregnant. And when I got pregnant, I was 26 years old. I had just moved to Santa Barbara, so I had no family around. I had no friends around, and I actually didn't know anybody who had had a baby. So I was the first person out of all my close friends to get pregnant. And this led to a lot of questions and a lot of, I almost want to say I was kind of dumb. I really didn't know what to expect during my pregnancy and what I should be doing and what I shouldn't be doing and all of that. This, you know, in the end, you end up figuring it out. It is what it is. But looking back, there's probably a lot of things I would have done differently. Now, I had never heard of diastasis recti, even as a rehab professional, before I got pregnant. Then, probably about 6 months into my pregnancy, I started to notice this really prominent ridge down the center of my belly. Obviously, that freaked me out. It looked like there was an alien coming out of my belly. And so I started doing the research to find out what the heck was going on. So that led me to finding out what this is, finding out how you could heal it, how you could prevent it, and then working on it myself so that I could heal my own core in order to help other women. So that's what I did. My pregnancy was super rough. So I don't know if my diastasis was worse than it was if I would have had a good pregnancy, but it is what it is. You can't change anything. So I was actually put on activity restrictions very early on in my pregnancy, and I could not work out. Now, coming from being previously super active, this was really, really hard for me. And same thing, I had placenta previa. So I was really scared of doing anything because if you know anything about that, it's when you have a low-lying placenta. So doing any sort of intense activity can cause bleeding and could cause harm to you or your baby. So I was playing it safe. I really wasn't doing a whole lot. I was going to work. I would do some walks after work, and that was about it. This did lead me to gaining almost 65 pounds, which is a lot, but I also had a very large baby. So my daughter was almost 10 pounds and she was 2 weeks overdue. So I think all those factors combined really played into the severity of the diastasis. But nice thing is, I will tell you that moral of the story here is that it can be healed. I did fix it with just exercise. I was not doomed to surgery. And now I teach other women how to do that. So I do want to point out that in nearly 100% of pregnancies, there is some degree of DR by the time you are full term. Obviously, as your belly is getting bigger, we need to make room. So what happens? Our tissues stretch, we have more laxity through our midline, and that makes room for the baby, especially if you have a bigger baby. Now, the research is mixed on what actually causes DR. Personally, I have found that most of my clients that have had larger babies or have had multiple pregnancies are more prone to having DR linger around after they have their baby. Now, I'm going to tell you a little insider tip is that a lot of cases of DR heal on their own. So it's only an issue when it doesn't. If your DR is still present at 6 weeks postpartum, you should be aware of it before jumping back into workouts, but this does not mean that you cannot work out. So I get so many people come to me and they're like, you know, 4 or 5 months postpartum, and they're like, I still have this ab separation, so I've been really cautious of what I'm doing, and I'm only doing these like really gentle breathing exercises because I'm scared to work out. I don't want to make it worse. I don't want to end up having surgery, and I don't know what to do. Obviously, this is what led into my business because this is what I do. So I help guide women from 6 weeks postpartum all the way to getting back to doing the exercise classes or whatever they were doing before. There are issues that can arise because of DR. So pelvic floor issues, back pain, rib flare, hernias. So most of the people that come to me are having at least one of these issues, whether they know it or not. So let me tell you where I went wrong when I first started focusing on this back 8, 9 years ago. So Niels Bohr famously said that an expert is a person who has made all the mistakes that can be made in a very narrow field. Only an expert knows how things can go wrong and how to anticipate and avoid that from happening again. Now, I will tell you, as an expert, I can point out the things that I did that I don't even agree with myself these days. So looking back, I was, like many other people online, put up the list of exercises to do, the exercises not to do, and all the ways that you can make DR worse. Now, the more I learned about it, the more I realized that this isn't entirely true. So it's not the exercises that you do, it's how you do them. And most people will say that you cannot prevent DR, but I've also learned that there's a lot of things that we can do during pregnancy to prevent it or make it much easier to heal postpartum. I have worked with hundreds of women over the last decade, and I can tell you, the women that come to me during their pregnancy and we work in all the different breathing techniques, all the different ways of bracing their core, have a much better recovery and have very minimal DR after they have their baby. But guess what? Telling people that you can't do these things creates fear, and fear sells. So what do you really need to focus on? The mistake that most people make is that they avoid doing core exercises at all in fear of making it worse. The second mistake people make is wearing a brace all the time. Now, I could get on my soapbox and go on a huge rant about why I don't like braces, but there is a time and place for them. So when I'm talking about bracing, that's when people are wearing belly bands or really tight bracing around their belly and they're wearing it all day long. Now, the thing is, it might feel good, right? That's offering you extra support and may give you support to your back, especially if you're really weak through your core and so you're getting low back pain. Yes, sometimes wearing a brace is very helpful, but we only want to wear a brace during specific activities. So maybe while you're up and cleaning the house, or maybe while you're out walking with the stroller because you need to brace your core in order to push the stroller. But if you're wearing the brace all day long, the muscles underneath are really just getting weaker. When the brace is doing the work for us, our muscles are not forced to engage to get stronger to support your core and your spine on their own. The third mistake that people make is that they don't focus on the brain-body connection and coordinating their movements with their breath. This is a huge piece in healing diastasis recti. If you are not coordinating your breath with your movements, you're never going to get the core contraction that you need in order to build those deep core muscles. So lots of times people will come to me and the first week, all we're doing is working on their breathing. And it's incredibly boring. Believe me, it's boring for me too. I want nothing more than to run my clients through a killer workout. But if you're not breathing properly, you're really putting yourself at a disadvantage because you're not managing that pressure in your abdomen. So when I have clients who have DR that is not getting better or pelvic floor issues that seem to be getting worse, it's usually because they're not managing the pressure properly. And how do we do that? We do that with our breath. The fourth mistake people make is that they're only focused on how many finger widths the DR still is. So I will tell you right now that it really comes down to function. So less than 2 finger width is considered functional. If you're able to engage your core in the right way, that you're holding that in so you're not doming during exercises, you can still have a degree of DR and be just fine. It's also important to think about the depth. So a lot of times people may not have a wide DR, but they don't have much muscle underneath. So when you go to poke around in there, your fingers are just sinking all the way in. That to me is actually far more concerning than having a two-finger width DR. So if you can do your core exercises with good form and manage your abdominal pressure through proper breathing, there isn't a whole lot that you can't do. I find even myself, there's a lot of exercises now that I will notice immediately that I am not managing my pressure and I'm bearing down either into my pelvic floor or into my low abs. That is a sign that I need to either focus on my breathing and core engagement, or I need to modify that exercise down because I just don't have the core strength to do it. So for example, this is why crunches are usually on the list of things that you should never do ever again if you have DR. It's not that you can't do crunches, it's that most women don't have the strength and or coordination to do them properly without increasing pressure through the midline or pelvic floor. Now I will tell you, out of all the women that have come to me, there are very few that can do a crunch postpartum without bearing down into their pelvic floor or cinching down with their low abs or really just not being able to manage that pressure properly. A lot of times you're compensating with the muscles of your neck, which also has its own implications. So I'll get into that on another podcast. But it's just something that, yes, it's on the list of things not to do, not because you can't do them. It's just that that takes a long time to build up the strength in order to do that right. So what if you don't like how it looks? So most people say that they don't like how the DR makes them look like they're still pregnant. And yes, this can be true, but a lot of times it's a combination of having a degree of DR and also having poor posture. So in most cases that I see, the pregnant belly look actually has a lot more to do with an anterior pelvic tilt than with the abdominal muscles themselves. So I want you to try this right now. If you're slouched over driving in your car or holding your baby, wherever you are right now, go ahead and sit up nice and tall, like perfect posture, as tall as you can. Do you notice anything? So you're immediately engaging your core in order to hold your body upright. Now, when we are not doing that throughout the day because we have poor posture, you're hanging on your hips, you're slouched through your shoulders, you're arching through your low back, guess what? Those core muscles are completely turned off. So it doesn't matter how many exercises you're doing. If you're doing your DR exercises every single day, but the other 23 and a half hours of the day, you're standing with poor posture, you're not really going to see the same benefit of somebody who is incorporating what they've learned in those exercises into their everyday activities. So there are so many movement patterns that we develop while we're pregnant. So we lose rotational movement. You'll notice pregnant people, if you watch them walk, they don't rotate side to side. They're just kind of waddling along. We also stand with our back arched, right? Because that belly is pulling us forward. And a lot of times these movement patterns can really carry over into postpartum. And this is something that you really need to focus on breaking because you don't want those movement patterns to stick around. All right, so let's wrap this all up with what exercises should you do? Can you actually heal DR with exercises and how long does it take? So when it comes to exercises you should do, I've already talked about a lot of these, but you want to bring awareness to your posture. You really want to focus on the transverse abdominis activation. So those are your deep breathing exercises. Lots of pursed lip stuff, okay? Something that I really need to teach people. There's a lot of people that absolutely refuse to breathe like that, and it is really hard to teach them how to engage their core properly, but eventually they get it. And you want to focus on glute exercises and mid-back rotation. So it's really important that we're building our glute strength and getting mobility through our spine, especially through the mid-back, because all these things play into the strength of our core. So some of my favorites are 90-90 breathing. So that's when you have your legs at 90 degrees, maybe up against a wall or up on a couch, and you're just working on that deep breathing. I love bent leg lowers. Okay, I do a lot of these in my workouts. I like dead bugs, isometric holds. Isometric holds are great, especially if you're really trying to find those muscles again, right? So something like in a dead bug position, you're simply pushing into your thighs to engage your core. That's a great exercise to really find the right muscles. Then working into things like bird dogs and incline planks, all great ways to challenge the core without overdoing it. And When it comes to healing your DR, yes, most people are able to heal their DR postpartum, especially if they've been doing the exercises during pregnancy, and so they're carrying that over into the postpartum period. Now, there are some people that it does not heal. I will full on admit, I am not a magic worker. I do not have a magic wand that I can wave to make the DR go away. So there are always some people that do end up having surgery. That's a reality. I would say 90% of those people also have a hernia. So that really impacts your ability to heal your DR because we can't heal hernias from the outside. That's something that once you have a hernia, it is what it is. And eventually people may opt to go get that fixed. But the majority of people are able to make great improvements so that they can bring their core to a functional level where they no longer look pregnant and they're able to do all the exercises they want while engaging their core properly. So I hope that was helpful. I hope that you have not been sucked into the fear-mongering online that if you have DR, it's the end of the world and you're doomed for surgery. As a corrective exercise specialist, this is what I do. I actually have a whole DR series on my app. So if you'd like to try that, you can go ahead and go to fitmamasb.com/membership. You can try the first month for $9.99. The whole series is on there as well as all my other videos. So I have over 100 follow along videos. The nice thing about my videos is because my clientele are new moms or moms that perhaps had these issues in the past and are still have lingering pelvic floor or core issues, I have a really big focus on cueing you to engage your core properly, to modify the exercises the way that you need to, and just run you through some really effective workouts that are going to be quick and easy and get you where you want to be. So if you want to go try that out, make sure to go check out the app. I will be back next week. I am bringing on a super fun guest, really excited for that. Other than that, feel free to DM me on Instagram. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.